Lebanese soldiers took up positions in the village of Sheba near the disputed enclave known as Sheba Farms. The territory is claimed by Lebanon but occupied by Israel, which says it is part of the Golan Heights and actually belongs to Syria. Israel seized the area during the 1967 Arab-Israeli War. Sheba Farms has long been a flashpoint for conflict in the region. Hezbollah militants cite Israel's continued presence there as a justification for their attacks on Israel, such as the one that sparked the current conflict on July 12th when Hezbollah militants seized two Israeli soldiers. So far, the 2,000-strong UN peacekeeping force in Lebanon, known as UNIFIL, has not been reinforced. UN officials say they plan to send 13,000 additional troops to Lebanon to help Lebanon's army demilitarize southern Lebanon and stop the flow of weapons to Hezbollah militants. They say they hope to have an advance force of 3,500 troops to Lebanon within 2 weeks. Israel's foreign ministry spokesman Yigal Palmor says the longer the delay, the more chance for instability in southern Lebanon.
We don't understand why the international community is not stepping up the pace of organizing around this question. If they will go on postponing the organization of this international force and its deployment, then it will only mean that the Council's resolution will not be carried out as planned. We will stay a bit longer, and this will give the Hezbollah an opportunity to foment some instability and violence around the border, and that's certainly not in anybody's interest.
Meanwhile, Israel says it killed two Palestinian militants Friday after a two-hour standoff near the West Bank town of Bethlehem. Aides to Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert told newspapers Friday that because of the conflict in Lebanon, Israel was putting on hold its plan to withdraw from large parts of the West Bank and demarcate its border with the Palestinians, a proposal that was broadly endorsed by Israeli voters when they elected Mr. Olmert Prime Minister in national elections on March 28th. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Jerusalem.